"Excuse me," I muttered to the man and stepped forward to meet her. She offered me her hand.
"Good morning, Mr. Crow,"
she said pleasantly. I took her hand. It was firm and cool.
"Call me Jack," I suggested.
She smiled.
"How nice to have a choice. I'm afraid Laya is all I have to offer you. Trunkian have only one name."
"How do you tell each other apart if you have the same name?"
"Oh, well, we each have a number as well."
"A number?" I frowned. "Not very romantic." She dimpled, delightful.
"We make up for that in other ways," she replied.
Cortez grinned a knowing grin.
"Well, I guess I can go now. See you later, Mr. Crow."
"Cortez?" I acknowledged stiffly, annoyed at his leering. Laya seemed not to notice. She turned to the scientist type still standing there and waiting for the answer to his question.
"Dr. Angovich, please allow me to take Mr. Crow from you."
Angovich nodded the way people nod when they don't care what you are saying, they're just glad you stopped, and went right ahead with the amplification of his already too technical questioning.
"Doctor, please," she insisted with an arched eyebrow. "The director is waiting."
At the mention of Holly's title, the man shut up as if he had been switched off. He nodded formally, if a trifle stiffly, to each of us, and joined the crowd back at the conference table. Laya smiled at his retreating form, the way an indulgent mother smiles at a trying, yet not unloved, child. Then she turned back to me, all brightness and hospitality again, and motioned us toward the inner door. "Thanks," I said to her gratefully. I really wasn't up to his conversational style. She laughed.
"It is a little early in the morning for shop talk, I imagine."
She glanced at me sideways.
"Particularly after the night you just put in."
I searched her glance. Was she talking about the booze? Or the booze and Karen? Probably the latter. I didn't figure this one would miss something like that under her own roof.